Every line of the tefillin and the zuzu should be the same length. One has indented and the other one sticking out more. It doesn't look nice. It's not zeh kili van vei. The fach is zeh shelo yitzer shalosh yitzis chutz v'shita. And k'savim l'posam. For sure you should be careful not to have three letters going out of the regular margin. And Shavua brings that it's mashma that even if a word, let's say, has seven letters, so three is the minority of a word, even so you should not have three letters sticking out. Even though in your day, passing like the Rambam that says that if you have a word of seven letters, then there's no problem of having three letters going out, because the majority is going in. And nice, the Shavua brings a shaft that says you should be mashma, like over here, that chachil, you should not have three letters out of the margin. Yavavis says a kofan by tefillin that the margin is very small, that you should be marked not to have three letters out of the margin. The ma'isa himself in the apostle, the ma'isa, whether you didn't start every line at the exact same place, or it went more than three letters out, it is not possible. Mishabu says that in the biggest tradition, if you wrote a whole word out of the margin, as long as it's recognizable that's a continuation of the rest, and it's not a big gap between that and everything else, it doesn't look like just something you wrote on the side, it looks like a continuation of everything else, it is also acceptable. Two letters that form a word, let's say S, you should not write outside of the margin, even though there's only two letters, but it's a whole word. If it's a three-letter word, then the Shabbat says that you can't write two out of three letters, even though the majority is out of the margin. But since it's only two letters, it's not a problem. The only time it's a problem of having two letters out of the margin is that they're a complete word. The names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shabbat says it's even the Shemes that are Nimchak. There are seven names of Hashem which you cannot erase. The other ones that are referring to Hashem, but you can erase them, even though it's as long as it's clearly referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be within the lines. And the Shabbat brings from Adon Avraham, and the Shem there is Achreinim, that is all Achatchilu with the Eved, if the Shem Hashem was out of the lines, it's not possible. But it's still a very big Eved. It says, they say the Torah, if you have, let's say, the third line that the Shem Hashem sticks out more than everything else, then you should raise part of the top lines and stretch them out so they should end at the same place. If there's a Shem Hashem on top, and you can't erase it, or by Tumul Mezuzah, then Hanami will be kosher the way it is with the Shem Hashem outside of the Vav. Though, there's some Achreinu that state that even possibly the Eved, that is Rabbi Akiva Egin, Shita, and the Zvikas. So the kids say this is something very b'di'evet to have the Shem Hashem out of the line. If the upper line ended with a resh or a dalet, if you were lucky, then you could stretch it out and it won't be a problem shalok esidrim and everything will be kosher. There's another issue is if it happened in the second line, the Shem Hashem was longer than the first line, so they said you could continue writing the rest of the tefillin with of the Shem Hashem, and that would be right, because if one line is narrower and everything else is the same as the Shem Hashem, it's also different.